everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So let's not be so hesitant, but let's form in our heart what is the end result that we want.
Amen.
And you know, we're not you know, trying to do stuff that's outside God's will.
Amen.
You understand what I mean? No, not enough foolish stuff. You know it's in God's will. You know it's in God's will for you to prosper.
Amen.
You know it's in God's will for you to be favored.
Amen.
God wants your hands, what you do with your hands, to prosper. Amen. God wants you to be in good health. God wants you to have a sound mind. God wants you with healthy relationships. All these things. God wants you to be blessed and highly favored in this world. So don't ever forget that. So okay, so the heart must be fully persuaded. Another thing, envision yourself living in the promise. What would it be like?
Amen.
You believe in God for a new home?
Yes.
Go look at some homes.
Amen.
Walk up in there.
Amen.
Jump on the bed. Sit on the couch.
Amen.
Go in the fridge.
Amen.
See if it feels like you.
Amen.
I'm just using these things. A car. Even what kind of car? Oh, any kind of, no. All right, wait, but he'd give you a jalopy. Purpose. Go to the dealership.
Amen. Amen.
You ain't got no money? Act like you got money. Where's the top of the line? Go get in the top of the line. Are y'all hear what I'm saying? Do some activate. Put some possibility, some potential in the atmosphere. Stop being on lockdown. My income. God didn't ask you about your income. He's concerned with your faith. Hello? All right? Tell somebody, live in the promise until it becomes real in our experience. Envision it. You've heard me share little areas in my personal life where God did these things. And I'm sure he's done it before for you too. But let's not forget how it operates. Amen. Number two. First of all, God determines what he wants, right? That's the first thing. Know that our senses are relentlessly bombarded with voices and sounds from the world. So that's somewhere you have to set up some boundaries as to what you listen to and gather evidence as to what you are believing God for. Amen? So God declares, first of all, we declare. So tell somebody to declare.
Declare.
Let me get these notes straight here. Let's go to the next one. No doubt is important. Starving out your doubts. Starving out the doubts. Getting rid of doubts. You know, I think I'm a good listener. My wife says I have selective hearing. and she's right. Because I listen to some things, but I don't listen to other things. I do. I may hear it, but I'm not listening.
Amen.
Yeah, or it's the other way around. I'm listening, but I'm not hearing it. Because there are certain things, and I've had people say certain things before, and maybe inadvertently, but it was totally contrary to what I'm believing for.
Amen.
So I listened, but I didn't hear it. You understand me? I didn't let it stop there. I let it go in one ear, pick up speed, out the other ear. Amen. So it's important what we are hearing, what we listen to, what we allow to remain. Get rid of the doubts. When people are speaking doubt, and oftentimes people don't mean any harm, but doubt is harmful. Unbelief is harmful. When they're saying things contrary to what you're believing. And oftentimes people bring up examples of other people that failed. You know, so-and-so tried that. It's like, oh, Lord. Let it pick up speed. Well, that was so-and-so. I don't know their situation or circumstances. But by revelation, I know what God told me.
Amen.
Amen. Our hope and our trust is in Him, period. Not in another. So starve out the doubts. I got to get to something here. Starve out the doubts. I won't get into a whole lot, but James chapter 1, verse 5 through 8, so on and so forth. Hebrews chapter 10. All these things pertain to dealing with doubt and wavering. And number 4 is faith rest. The rest of faith. Amen. We wrestle to obtain rest. Our warfare is not just to silence someone or win an argument. Everything we wrestle with in the spirit realm, we wrestle against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness, right? We wrestle. But the wrestling is to obtain rest.
Amen.
It's to bring our spirit man into a place of faith rest.
Amen.
Not just to get pressure off of us. Not just to silence someone in an argument or to get some relief from the enemy and pressure. No, it's to obtain the rest of faith.
Amen.
Where I'm at ease now. I'm nothing troubling me. I trust God. I'm at rest.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 through 5. We're talking about favor through faith. Because I believe. Favor through faith. I'm telling you, there's a great favor, an extraordinary favor that comes through faith. God has already favored us in a sense that He's affirmed us. Tell somebody, I'm affirmed. He's already favored us. He's destroyed shame. Tell somebody, all my shame is destroyed. He's favoring people that have backslidden. Even backsliders, God's given them second, third, and fourth chance to come back, to get it right with God. Even when you miss God, God favors you and gives you a grace to cover you. Doesn't let the devil invade you and watches over you with that grace until you repent. That's why the Word of God says to repent quickly when you miss the mark. See, sin is not necessarily you going to the lion's den. You know what the lion's den is? It looks like up in Okeechobee. Is it Okeechobee? Okeechobee. Some of y'all getting it now. That see people think sin is you know getting drunk and all of that is sin. But sin in its purest form, sin simply means missing the mark. That's why the Lord says if a man say he is without sin, he's a liar. Because everybody misses the mark. But it doesn't mean that you go into some deep sin that the Lord told John not to pray for.
Amen.
You see, but it's just when you miss the mark. And that could mean an attitude that's wrong. That could mean saying some things or doing some things that weren't right. They weren't sinful, but you missed the mark with it. And you know what? Holy Spirit is faithful. If you'll listen, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, hey, no. You got to be listening. And when you don't and you continue on, you realize down the road, oh, man. That was the Holy Ghost trying to tell me. He's faithful. He is faithful. He will talk to you. He will convict you. He will not condemn you. He will convict. He'll speak. Yo, bro, don't do that. No. Don't say anything right now. No, I got to say something. And then after you done messed everything up. Then you repent. Now you'll feel the sense of the presence again. But sin is missing the mark. See this group, this remnant, has a high call. Moses' call was so high when he struck the rock twice, and he wasn't supposed to strike the rock. He struck a rock, and the water gushed out. God did what he said, but he said, "You're not going in because you didn't." You didn't sanctify me before the people. So Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Let me read this and then we're going to wind this up. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being, here we go, mixed with faith in them that heard it. See, there's favor through faith. We mustn't allow ourselves just to be hearers of the word where our emotions get stirred. We say amen to the word. We say, that's right, preacher. Yeah, all of that. That's mental consent. But have you mixed faith with it?
Amen.
Let's go on. For we which have believed, here we go, do enter into rest. That's the fourth thing about the faith of God. God's faith doesn't have you anxious. When we're operating in the faith of God, we're not troubled and worried about a bunch of stuff. No, there's a faith rest. You are so God confident.
Amen.
Not self-confident, but confident in what God is doing. And you know what? God is faithful to do this. God will show you. The Lord will show you from time to time what he's doing. Not everything, but he'll just give you a glimpse. You're on the right path. Just stay on the right path. Stay on the path. He'll let you hear a word from somewhere of possibility or potential. That's Holy Ghost speaking to you. Don't just write it off as, oh, that's just, no. God is trying to show you. He's working this thing out. You walk it out, he works it out.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Greater than the pain within my heart. God can move the mountains.